Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general. Guys, what's up? Welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to discuss some nice things. First of all, work, some statistical fact, and we'll conclude. So first thing is work. So why are we suffering at work? Why do we need to work? Because our employees don't give a damn about our happiness. We are feeling rejected, we lose sleep, we get into conflicts which produce a lot of cortisol and stress. The reason why is simple. They want you to work instead of them to pay their salary. So they are hoping that you are the sucker who will do the hard work, and you will be satisfied just with minimum and then work as much as possible. And that's simply inhumane system. I'm quoting from a book. When the accumulation of wealth is no longer of high social importance, there will be great changes in the code of morale. We shall be able to rid ourselves of many of the pseudo-moral principles which have hag-ridden us for 200 years, by which we have exalted some of the most distasteful of human qualities into the position of the highest virtues. We shall be able to afford to dare to assess the money motive at its true value. The love of money as a possession, as distinguished from the love of money as a means to the enjoyments and realities of life, will be recognized for what it is, a somewhat disgusting morbidity, one of those semi-criminal, semi-pathological propensities which one hands over with a shudder to the specialist in the mental disease. End of quotation. So what this guy simply says is that the love of money is pathological, then it will disappear with time, and the new morality will come, and the money won't be a thing anymore. This view is, I would say, progressive, right? It bets on the win of a forced political over money. It will happen. It seems it's coming from more than one source, this view that we are slowly moving towards a world where money doesn't matter. But that will be an empire, right? It won't be based on nations. It will be an empire with its own implications, meaning that it will have new levels of despotism. So this morale that this guy or girl, I don't know who wrote this, is moral principles, code of morals that is coming post-material world, will be one worse than what we have today, in which the despotism will be worse than what we have today. The level of political discourse will be worse than what we have today. Next, this is coming from Freud mostly, the stages of development, right, of life. So we started from inorganic matter billions of years ago, and then suddenly the amino acids that were formed near the volcanoes kind of mutated into something organic. So this collection of amino acids evolved into proteins, and proteins evolved into proto-life, the beginning of life, origin of life. And then slowly we move to the creation of tension. In this period we are under the pressure principle. What is most pleasurable for life is consumed, is searched. Then we go through a regression compulsion stage number 4, where we can go in two branches. One, the search of Eros, life, sexuality, yeah, next stage after Eros, and moving to the reality principle, so the struggle for existence. And the other branch is the drive for return to inorganic matter, the death instinct, the destruction impulse, the nirvana principle. And the next stage in this branch is the externalized and internalized aggression. I think everyone has the two parts, right? The one that goes towards sexuality, life, organized eros, marriage, let's say, sublimation of your impulses. And the other part, we also, everyone have the destruction impulse, the aggression. And this is the reality, the struggle for existence for Mananke. And the next stage, the one in which we are today, is the group formation. So we form groups. This is the domination of men and of the nature. And morality. So we say you should do this, shouldn't do this. So this is kind of the evolution of life and what governs them from a psychoanalytical perspective. Next, back to work. Of all things, hard work has become a virtue instead of the curse it was always advertised to be by our ancestors. Our children should be prepared to bring their children up, so they won't have to work as a neurotic necessity. The necessity to work is a neurotic symptom. It is a crutch. It is an attempt to make oneself feel valuable, even though there is no particular need for one's working. And we finish with poverty rates across European countries. So let's see which are the poorest three countries. It's Poland, Lithuania, Spain. And let's see also the less poor countries. It's Sweden, Netherlands, the Czech Republic. I mean the countries with the lowest poverty rate. So the Spain, Lithuania, Poland has twice the number of poor people, the percentage of their population, compared to Sweden, Czech Republic and the Netherlands. And now let's celebrate the countries which have decreased their poverty levels from 2000 to 2004. The Netherlands, France, UK, Estonia, Greece, Ireland and Portugal have decreased their poverty levels from 2000 to 2004. That's great news. And let's now shame the countries which have grown their poverty, which basically are all the rest, but mostly Poland, Lithuania, Spain, Latvia, Belgium, Germany, Hungary, and Luxembourg, and Denmark. And the Czech Republic. Czech Republic had one of the lowest poverty rates in Europe in 2000. Yep. If you like this kind of talks, don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, share, reach out to me on Facebook, on LinkedIn. I'm happy to discuss any thoughts you would have.